Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby, and today we celebrate the great news of the gospel during our call to worship. Lord, we praise you today and for all eternity for your gift of salvation. The mystery of your grace shown through your provision of the perfect sacrifice for our sin. Jesus Christ, the sinless man and God, Emmanuel, God with us, came to earth, born of a virgin. He lived among us knowing what we're tempted with, so he could become our mediator. Then took our punishment on the cross, shedding his precious blood as payment in full for our sin, past, present, and future. Now, as we accept this gift, you see us clothed in the righteousness of your Son. And Lord, that is how we come before you today. Lord, as we cry, Abba, Father. Indeed, our Heavenly Father. Mere words are not enough to express our gratitude and praise to you. We submit this time as an offering of praise to you in your word, spoken, and in song. Amen.
Clap for me.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. And to learn more about this ministry online, go to calltoworship.us. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous programs and see a playlist of songs included in today's program. You can also find devotional readings, our statement of faith, and more. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share prayer requests and testimonies, as well as finding out what the topic will be for the next week's program. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and faithful support. When you write, be sure to include the call letters of this station. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
Just little boy, Mary. joy.
we are praising God for the great news in this call to worship.
My past with its sin and shame.
The great news of the gospel is really good news, as we recognize how serious the fatal problem of sin is. We see clearly how fantastic and glorious the gospel is as the solution to the problem, the sin problem. Satan tempted Eve in the Garden of Eden. Then Adam and Eve disobeyed God. They sinned against Him. Then, we read in Genesis 3, "The Lord said to the serpent, 'Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.' To the woman he said, 'I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you.' And to Adam he said, 'Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return.'" The sin nature has been passed down from generation to generation, and as Paul the Apostle said to the church in Rome, found in chapter 3, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." The penalty of sin, we see in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans chapter 5, "But God commendeth His love toward us in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." God's provision, the cross, 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. Christ, the wisdom and power of God, for the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to those of us who are being saved, it is the power of God." 2 Peter, "The Lord is not slow to fulfill His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance." Romans chapter 1, "For I have a great sense of obligation to people in both the civilized world and the rest of the world, to the educated and uneducated alike. So I am eager to come to you in Rome, too, to preach the good news. For I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes, the Jew first and also the Gentile. The good news, this good news, tells us how God makes us right in His sight. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. As the Scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has life." 1 Corinthians 15, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures." From Ephesians chapter 2, "For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." From 2 Corinthians chapter 6, "As God's partners, we beg you not to accept this marvelous gift of God's kindness and then ignore it. For God says, 'At just the right time I heard you. On the day of salvation I helped you. Indeed, The right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. Salvation is a gift of God, by grace, through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, whose blood was shed for the forgiveness of our sins. This salvation, folks, is the possession of those who by faith accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved.
Without one plea,
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we've looked into the great news of the gospel. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Please invest a moment to write to us. We love to hear from you. When you write, be sure to include the call letters of this station. We invite you to visit our website, www.calltoworship.us, where you will find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely right there. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, since we believe human testimony, surely we can believe the greater testimony that comes from God. And God has testified about His Son. All who believe in the Son of God know in their hearts that this testimony is true. Those who don't believe this are actually calling God a liar because they don't believe what God has testified about His Son. And this is what God has testified. He has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have God's Son does not have life.
Every drop of blood that touched the ground cried, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. A world of sin rejoiced to hear that sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Pierced His side, cried, Jesus saves,
Jesus saves.
The message of His arms